his swagger was when she was young.
The night is young. Refrain from lighting his cigar. Familiar face. You think we'll only breed content. You have a womb. You shall deliver me a boy. He'll have my eyes. My olive eyes.
Green eyes, who had clocked this in time. Oh dear, had contempt for his uncle, his mother was fine. And feeling as he did the breach of trust surrounds his birth. Louis' real father plunges weapon full of mirth.
The night is young. Refrain from lighting his cigar. Familiar face. Yet this will only bring content. You have the room. You shall deliver me a boy. You'll have my eyes.
My olive eyes.
The night is young.
Refrain from lighting his cigar. Familiar face. You think we'll only be content. You have a womb. You shall deliver me a boy. He'll have my eyes. My olive eyes.
The night is young.
Refrain from lighting his cigar. Familiar face. You think we'll only be content. You have a womb. You shall deliver me a boy. He'll have my eyes.
My eyes, my olive eyes.
Quite amazingly, we've made it to number 9 in the series of Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcasts. And today is Electro Day. We will be hearing from the likes of Berlin and Super System. Just there we heard Fryers with Olive Eyes. Now, Fryers is a one-man electro act from southeast London, and quite generously he's provided a bit of an explanation and some lyrics for his Perfidy EP, which was released earlier this year. Now, Olive Eyes specifically is about a man who has a child with his brother's wife. Not quite nice, and the child seeks vengeance on his biological father. A little bit Hamlet-esque if you have a profound misunderstanding of what Hamlet was all about. So moving right along, we will be hearing a song from Piney Gear. This is Boston. I first discovered Piney Gear through Erasure because she was doing a few support gigs with Erasure a number of years ago. And the only thing I can really attain from this song, Boston, is that she believes in peas or peace.
Thank you.
included The Lake by Super System in this week's mix because I wanted a song that was a little bit modern, a little bit contemporary, but I look it up and lo and behold, Super System broke up 2 years ago. So there you have it. So from The Lake, we are going to Wave Wet Sand by Ace of Base. There is a mightily cute explanation attached to the significance of this song included in the liner notes of Ace of Base's album The Bridge, recorded in 1995. Now, Jenny writes, I see myself as a reliable person. What would happen if I started to care for an unreliable person? You know, someone with a bad reputation. Would I still give it all? Anyway, I was drawing in wet sand while we recorded the video Don't Turn Around at the beach outside Miami. Waves took my art, and as far as I know, wave wet sand is not reliable at all. I thought it was kind of cute, particularly since you don't actually paint in the wet sand, you draw in it, but nice sentiment.
You are less reliable as a paint in wave wet sand.
Away.
From their 1992 album, Chorus, that was Erasure with Waiting for the Day. Now to an artist that you wouldn't necessarily expect to hear on an electro podcast, but one that isn't necessarily misplaced within the Cassettes and Chocolate Milk alumni. It is, of course, Queen. And the most significant reason why Queen isn't associated with electro music in particular is that between the years 1973 and 1981, Queen was staunchly opposed to the treatment of synthesizers in their music, and only very rarely included them in songs like Get Down, Make Love, and Play the Game. And it wasn't until 1982, with the album Hot Space, that they really embraced this medium. Even though the music is a little bit dated by virtue of the fact that funk happened, I don't know, 4 years beforehand, there are some really great tracks, such as this one. This song, Action This Day, was written by Roger Taylor, and this is the demo track. Not such a great vocal take, but, you know, it's rare nonetheless.
I got a feeling.
Berlin, the Metro, brings us to the end of another Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll leave you with a bit of a present now. This is Dr. John with New Looks, and I know for a fact that many people are chasing this song in particular. It featured in National Lampoon's European Vacation, and to my knowledge, it hasn't been featured on any Dr. John recordings or any official Lampoon's soundtrack. This is just a rip from the film. This song featured particularly in the scene where the Griswold family decide that they need some new clothes. They feel a little bit scuzzed out. They go to some boutique in the middle of Rome, and this song plays, and it seems to be a rather reasonable accompaniment to getting some gorgeous 80s designer clothing.
Mainstream has hit the rocks. Outrage has finally come of age. Toned shirts and sexy lace are tearing fashion from the beach. The girls are waving fancy feathers above the head of a rainbow color. The guys are looking cool in leather. Oh, it used to clash, now it goes together. New looks chasing out the old on every corner. Moving for myself today, so yesterday move over. New hooks screaming down the street for your attention. If it don't get a second glance, I'll make you feel good when you dance. And it's no, and it's old, and the world could use new looks. Laughter is part of what we're after. As we steal looks at one another. Fashion is roaring in the rafters. Looking down its nose at a Horton Shafter. New looks screaming down the street for your attention. If it don't get a second glance, I'll make you feel good when you dance. And it's no, and it's old, and the world could use new looks.
Hey, you look cool.
I feel cool.
Woo! Whoa, Mom.
Hey, Mom, looking good.
Okay, let's go. We ready to conquer Rome? What do you say? Huh?